This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and I'm flying solo this morning. Sparky decided to sleep in a little bit. She might join us a little later in the show or not. I don't know. She certainly needs her rest. So she had a busy week, very busy week. So, hey, want to welcome you to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And we are giving a muzzleloader away here in the next couple weeks. We'd like you to call in and join the fun. The way to win a muzzleloader on this show is very simple. You simply call the number 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. And then you talk to Chris. He takes your name and your phone number. Then you go on the air with me. And you say, hey, I just wanted to get in the contest. Or you say, hi, Alan. Or you say, your show stinks, or you could ask a question, make a comment, whatever you want to do, and then you're in the contest. It's just very simple. So that's how that works. So the phone number, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. And you can start the process right now. Let's get the ball rolling. So Chris is ready with his pen and his little paper, and we're good to go. Right, Chris? Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah, we're sparkyless this morning, but that's okay.
So. Okay, she'll come in.
Oh, yeah. She'll be up here in a short while, I guess. So.
She's a busy grandma.
She's a busy grandma. She started her aqua therapy again this week, so, and then, some stuff with the grandson and, you know, keeping after me. That's the hardest
part. That's busy.
Yeah.
And getting ready for the holiday.
Exactly. I I went hunting a couple times this week. I went yesterday. Yesterday was a lot of fun. Yesterday was up in Caroline County with our buddy Bob. We went to Bob World yesterday. Charles Rodney, the rabbit hunter, with his pack of six beagles. And he brought a couple guests. He had Doyle and Kirk with him. Or Dennis Doyle and Kirk. Can't say Kirk's last name at the moment. Let's see if I can see it here. Kirk Marks was with us. Charles Rodney, and our host Bob, and we started out just kicking some honeysuckle patches and a little hedgerow and some greenbriars, and dogs took first rabbit right into a hole. But there's some holes in there, probably 8 or 10 holes. The rabbit's probably wet in the hole, so. That happened, but the dogs ran more than a dozen rabbits. We wound up getting five. I think everybody but Bob got one, and we missed. I missed a couple. I can't believe it, but I did. I mean, it just, you know, the old joke with Charles was, "Hey, Charles, what's the limit?" And he says, "Four," and I said, "Well, I only brought four shells, so that's good." But I did miss. I missed a couple times, and everybody but Dennis missed yesterday. Charles wound up with two of the five, and we each shared one. I mean, we each got one apiece is what I meant to say. But I've never hunted rabbits where they were running in a sorghum field. The farmer planted all sorghum on Bob's property this year. So they would run out of the brush pile or out of I guess it's a CRP, pollination field that was planted. The government came in and planted pollination plants for the bees and so forth on his property. And Bob's been awarded some conservation awards in Caroline County in the last few years. So anybody wants to check it out, you can track the guy down. He's a good dude. He listens to the show. Are you listening this morning, Bob? He usually listens. He usually listens. We met him in the, at the Ocean City show. He came by and said hello and said he likes to listen. He just doesn't like to call in. I'm good with that. So we got our rabbits and it got a little overcast and started to rain just a little bit. And we walked back to the truck and unloaded our guns and just without any prompting, a rabbit came out of the brush and ran. And so the dogs weren't quite put away yet, so we ran that last one for about 2 minutes, and he went in the hole. So I guess that was 13 or 14 rabbits then. But upon arrival back to Bob's homestead there, of course, we took some pictures, and then Bob provided a beautiful, tasty breakfast of deer sausage and deer backstrap and steak and some potatoes and some eggs and toast. Orange juice, what a wonderful brunch, and we thank him for that. And then he gave us a demonstration of his red-tail hawk. He trains hawks to hunt rabbits. Usually takes between 25 and 50 a year, and it's amazing. He takes the dog and the hawk, and the dog will point the rabbit. Bob will walk in, flush the rabbit. And the hawk, who's flying along tree to tree, well, then once it's instructed to grab the rabbit, he'll hone in on that rabbit in the thickest amount of stuff and take that rabbit. So Bob saves a lot of shells that way. But we watched the demonstration where he put the leather glove on, got the hawk out of the pen, put the hawk on a perch inside the man cave, and blew the whistle, and the hawk flew over and landed on Bob's gloved arm. And then he said, "I'm going to feed him. I'll be right back." And he comes back, and he had a quail for the he raises quails, so he had a quail for the hawk to eat. And we watched the hawk eat the quail, and he explained that whole process. So very fascinating process. So. Got to see some stuff I never saw before in all my years. And I also hunted the middle of the week for my target buck, one of the bucks on the hit list, or the buck on the hit list at the moment. He seems to be a beautiful, 9 point, I think he is. He might be more. I've seen him twice. I saw him this week. And when I saw him this week, he was making a scrape, and he had his head down. Couldn't see the whole body of the deer because he was underneath a pine tree, and he was just raking one of those low-hanging branches, and I don't know what he was strengthening his neck or, signaling that he was the baddest dude on the place or what he was doing. But he was. I've seen that where deer have gotten in the pines, low-hanging pines, white pines, and just stripped the branches off and torn them up. I guess I don't know if it's a scent thing. If it's a neck strengthening thing, if it's a territorial thing, if it's a breeding thing, but whatever it was impressive because I'd never seen it before. And so that was that. We just wanted to share a few of the hunting memories of this week. And the 28 kids in Montgomery County last year, some of which called in and talked to us last week, took 48 deer on the youth hunt over 2 days. And then we've got a few local friends, a young man by the name here in Caroline County, a young man named Connor Hathaway. Nope, that's not right. Hold on. Well, let's take a couple calls, and I'll recognize a couple youngsters. How's that sound? Who's on the line there, Chris?
All right, we've got Walter.
Walter. Well, let's talk to Walter.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, Walter?
Well, I'm waiting, getting ready to go in the woods.
Where are you headed?
Wild.
Okay.
And the question I got for you is, a lot of us have their own way of doing things, but is there anything you found really effective in the woods just in general? For example, I always found a thermocell was good for bugs, but there's probably other stuff out there I'm not really familiar with.
For deer hunting?
Well, basically any kind of hunting that you're in the woods.
Where you're going to be sitting a while?
Possibly.
Essential. Binoculars are essential.
Okay.
I don't know if you carry binoculars or not, but they changed my hunting in a good way. Because what happens is you'll see something in the woods. If you don't have a pair of binoculars, you'll see something in the woods and you'll go, I wonder what that was. And then you have to wait for the situation to develop, if it's something coming your way or whatever. But with a pair of binoculars, you can sight in on that spot and say, well, that was a deer, you know, that was a deer's tail flipping, or that was just a squirrel, or, oh, wow, look at that, it was a fox coming through. And, you know, I use a pair of 10-power binoculars and a compact size and good one, the best you can afford. And I will tell you, it has made the world of difference in my hunting, because you can see things that you couldn't see before. And, you know, you see a movement and you pick up the binoculars and you go, oh, well, that's a deer. Let's see what happens. And you'll say, oh, well, that's a small deer. It might be a button buck if it's by itself or something like that. And, you know, it helps you make a decision, but it also helps you get ready for any situation. And then if you're not really seeing anything, you can use that binocular to hone in on the birds and the squirrels and areas of the woods that you might ignore. You might find a deer trail. You might find something that, a piece of structure that you thought you were shooting a clear lane, and there might be some greenbriars popped up in the middle of it that could prevent you from making a good shot. So binoculars are essential.
Do you have any idea of what the largest deer taken so far this year is?
There have been a couple deer taken in the 170, 180 range. Of score wise, largest bodied deer that we ever heard of was 310 pounds by a young man during the muzzleloader season. 310 pounds live weight, 262 pounds dressed. I think it was a 8-point, very nice buck, big body. But antler wise, they're taking some really, really nice deer this year. I've been visiting some taxidermy shops and so forth, and they'll say, hey, come here a minute, let me show you this one in the cooler, or take a look at that rack on the floor. You know, and there's some very impressive bucks being taken this year for some reason. It's just one of those years. Yep.
Oh, hopefully I'll find one of those today.
Well, I think the numbers are up too. The chart came out the other day. I think we're up 12%. We'll have Brian Eiler on next week. We recorded that show on Wednesday, so Brian will get a little deeper into the numbers and talk about the deer numbers up this year and some of the reasons why he thinks. So, how do you like that?
Okay. And the last thing is, do you have a website or anything I can look for tips and such?
Oh, we have MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We have EllisOutdoors.com. We don't usually put a lot of tips on the Ellis Outdoors site, but you can link to Maryland Hunting Quarterly from there. We've got all kinds of stuff in there. Are you a bow hunter?
I'll hunt anything I can.
All right. Well, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, this issue, we have a very, very interesting article on arrows, on bow hunters' arrows, and some of the new technology and some of the hacks that you can use. It's called Arrow Intel. You should know, choosing the right shaft, and it explains the difference. And then it talks about arrow hacks and tricks that can make a difference in the performance of your bow and so forth. So there you go.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Walter.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Anybody else there, Chris?
Oh, my goodness. We've got Russ, Jesse, and Bob.
Ooh, I better write all that down. Yeah. Russ, Jesse,
and Bob.
And Bob. Okay, let's put Russ up. Morning, Russ.
Good morning. How are you, Alan?
I'm well. How are you, Camo Preacher?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there today.
Yep. What's going on with your eyeballs there, buddy?
Oh, dude. You know, I've had diabetes for a long time.
Right.
But about a year ago, all of a sudden, it decided it really wanted to manifest in a big way. I mean, it kind of exploded. So I'm having a lot of trouble with my eyes. I actually haven't been out to hunt. I went on a dove hunt in the beginning of September.
Right.
Had a very good day. But I've been having so much trouble with my vision, I haven't felt comfortable taking a shot at anything right now.
Wow.
So, anyway, I'm having a procedure done Monday, and it's going to be a long road, but they think they can clear it up.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, appreciate any prayers out
there. Oh, of course.
It's all great.
Our audience is good at that.
Yes. So, I mean, you're my routine, man. Every Saturday morning, I get up to listen to your show with my coffee, and then I make a pancake breakfast for the wife and kids, bacon
nice.
Pancakes. So it doesn't hurt to win a muzzleloader.
No, it wouldn't hurt at all, would it? Well, I don't know. I know the first one was shipped. I haven't heard from our winner, but we'll see what happens on that. And, yeah, the next one will go out sometime after the first week of December. So, and that's how it's going to work for November. The show's pre-recorded next week. It's a good one with Brian Eiler.
Yeah.
And always is the first day of deer season. Of course, a lot of people are, you know, out and about in the woods and so forth. But if anybody calls in next week, they're in the November and the December show. I think that's how that we've worked at. But
I love CVA products.
So do I.
I bought a used Hawken, CVA Hawken, years ago. And, you know, I kind of outgrew it. And then I wound up with the CVA Wolf. That one is now kind of, they've redesigned it since I bought it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the back of the barrel that unscrews. I still have to use the breech plug
right.
kind of a thing.
Right.
But I actually recently got the CVA travel case for it and stuff. So I've been successful with it. You know, I just, there's something about CVA and the company I've always liked.
Me too. Me too.
So I'm not the other guy's kind of a favorite user.
I got it.
I won't mention their name.
No. Well, you know what? I have a Remington. I've had several Thompson Centers, and I've just gravitated to CVA and become used to them, and I like the way they feel. So.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yep. Cool, all buddy. Right. All right, man.
Well, thank you and good morning. Say
thank
hello
you,
to Bob.
Russ. I appreciate that.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And if we can get Jesse and Bob to hang on there, we'll get right back to them. But we got to talk about our folks that make this possible, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors is one of them. Chesapeake Outdoors is on Kent Island, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. The street address is 1707 Main Street in Chester. They have a large selection of clothing and boots and thousands of hunting accessories, of course. 20% off all tree stands right now. That's all ladders, climbers, and lock-ons. And, you know, this week you can still hunt with a bow, of course, up until Saturday. And you can use it during the firearm season, too, but you got to abide by the firearms rules. But they carry the great Raven crossbows, the R26 and R29, the Mission Sub 1XR is a great one for Mission. Matthews compound bows and a bunch of other crossbows as well. 10-point Excalibur Carbon Express Barnett. Now, if you want some firearms, well, they've got Remington, Choppa, Savage, Thompson Center, CVA muzzleloaders as well. But waterfowl season's right around the corner. Avery decoys, steel shot, especially that fast steel by Kent, banded camo clothing, and the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. So don't forget the Costa sunglasses, the Yeti coolers, and all that at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. You'll be glad you stopped by. Now, Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, right here close by to Baltimore. And they've got the beautiful X-Bolt firearms. Comes with, it's a bolt-action rifle. Comes in all standard, all magnum, all short magnum calibers for any kind of big game hunting that you would like to do. It's a beautiful firearm. It's extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. You put a good optics on that, and you'll be glad you did. And new this year is the BAR. That's the semi-automatic Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed. It's new for 2019. It's got this burnt bronze Cerakote finish, Urban Aero camo, and the Hell's Canyon Speed guns and gear are built to be durable and lightweight. Large selection of calibers, including Magnum and Short Magnum calibers in the BAR. Been around a long time. Clyde Sports Shop, again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. And that's always a valuable service. I've always liked the way that that Clyde's mounts their scopes. Hey, look, Daughter's Cafe in Hampstead, they're located at 1005 South Main Street in Hampstead. Will be open at 5 a.m. next Saturday and Sunday, November 30th and December 1st. And that's the opening week of deer season, serving a tasty and hearty breakfast for the hunters with all the fixings. The breakfast menu for Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead offers real comfort food. And my buddy Chuck eats there often. He called in last week and verified that. Michelle, the owner of Daughter's Cafe in Hampstead, is located to meet our listeners anytime, especially during deer season. Did I mention that Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead will also be open at 5 a.m. the second Saturday and Sunday of deer season, December 7th and 8th? No, I guess I didn't until just now. Stop by Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead, 1005 South Main Street at 5 a.m. on opening day of deer season for coffee and a breakfast. Enjoy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not forget about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like
all right.
A fool.
Let's talk to a couple of our other callers online. Let's talk to Jesse first. Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. Doing fine, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, I'm getting ready to get in the woods here at the moment. And,
okay.
I just wanted to pass on to you that after you had talked about Bay Country the other day down in Cambridge.
Yeah.
That's an awesome place, and it was awesome people down there.
So was that your first time?
No, I used to go down there when I worked in Somerset County. I live in Queen Anne.
Right.
But I got back to it after you mentioned it, and it was just a really good experience, you know? But also, when you're talking about some of your other sponsors, like Chesapeake Outdoors.
Yep.
I took my gun up there one day and talked to Pete. He was the guy who works back in the counter with glasses.
Oh, yeah, I know Pete very well.
He is the greatest. He's helped me so much over the years. But he sighted in my muzzleloader because I just could not get that final whatever done, you know. And it took him about 15 minutes, got everything squared away. Went out and was right on target. So, you know, sponsors like that or just places like that that are around really make a big difference. And I'm grateful that they are your sponsors, man.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure they appreciate the good words too. You know, they're always helpful. And, you know, there's a couple there's a rare sponsor that I'm not a fan of. You know, every now and then somebody will call me and ask me to be on the air, and that's fine. But, you know, if they're a long-term sponsor like Bayline X or, you know, Battery Warehouse or Clyde's or Chesapeake Outdoors, and Bay Country Baker's another one, you know, a number of them, you know, I shop there. You know, I buy there, and there's a reason I like to recommend it, and I'm so enthusiastic about the commercials when I do them because for Clyde's, I mean, I've been dealing with Clyde's for 35 years, you know.
Yeah.
Since before they were a radio host or a sponsor. And so Chesapeake Outdoors, same thing. So, you know, I just enjoyed being at our sponsors' locations, and I like to talk to you folks about them. And Pete is a great guy. He's a bow hunter, too. He focuses on one deer. He hunts turkeys with a bow only from the ground. So, you know, I understand what you're saying.
It does work out. But,
yep.
You know, when you're not an experienced hunter, and I wouldn't say I am, I go and I can talk to people like that or listen to you. But these guys really have made a difference because
sure. They
don't treat you like you don't know what you're talking about. They try to encourage you, you know.
It beats that impersonal online experience, doesn't it?
Yes.
Get free shipping with a minimum purchase of $99, and you save 20%. And you write it, you know, you order it and it comes in a box and you don't see the person that delivers it and it's there and it sits and you go, oh, well, that was fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
But, I didn't know what I wanted to talk about when I got on, but hearing that just kind of made me think about it. But hey, look, you have a good day.
Thanks, Jesse. Enjoy your day in the woods, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey.
Hey, what?
I got my nerve up and called you.
Good morning. Shamed you into it yesterday, huh?
Say what?
We shamed you into it.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Hey, we had a great time, brother. I want to thank you again for the invitation. Charles is quite a guy with those dogs, isn't he?
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
I was impressed with his dogs. I was impressed with everybody shooting but mine.
Oh, you didn't see me shoot. I mean, but, you know.
Oh, I saw you miss a couple times.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Yeah, you made me feel a little better.
Oh, well, thank you. It's my job.
Yeah, those rabbits are sneaky. I'm going to go back. I'm going to get them with that hawk, though, see?
I'll tell you something. You impressed us.
That's my plan.
You impressed us with that hawk, brother. I'm telling you what. I took a video of it. I've shared it a couple times, and everybody's impressed with that.
Yeah. Well, just hopefully I don't turn it loose and it flies off on me. I had that happen once. So.
I blew the whistle 10 times and it never came back.
Sometimes they're not as attached to you as you think they are.
Well, I want to thank you for the great breakfast as well. Everybody just seemed to have a great time, and Charles and I talked later, and he was a happy guy. So
yeah, good. Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully you guys will get back again sometime.
We'll do our best. So,
the only problem I had all afternoon, my dog sat there and moped around. You know, what's wrong with this dog? You know,
course, smelled the rabbits.
Go hunting with us. Then I go into Harry's and I said, Judy, when's Belle's birthday? And it was yesterday. So on the dog's birthday, I didn't get to go hunting, you know.
Well, now you made us feel bad.
I'm telling you. Well, I did nothing. Now that my dog gained like 10 pounds, I've been out there feeding it, trying to make it happy. You know?
Trying to make up for it, aren't you?
A nice little run, but my leg was hurting too much to do too much walking anymore.
Sure.
Those briars.
Sure. Well, you know, Dennis and I stayed while you guys pushed that last patch. You know, Dennis's back was hurting, and I just walked over there to try and keep him company. We had a chance to get to know each other a little bit and talk. And, you guys were pushing the for rabbits, and we got to see a nice buck pushing the doe. So that was a cherry on top of the hunt for me. So
yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call. Well, thanks again for yesterday. Everything went great.
Okay. Talk to you next time.
All right, Bob. Now you got your nerve up. You can call anytime, and it'll be good.
Yep. All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks again. Bye bye. There's our host. How about that? Never called in. Listening for a long time. Got to hunt with the fella, and here we are. Who's next there, Richard? I think.
Hey, good morning, Al.
Hey, Richard. How are you?
Good. Richard in Westminster here. I'm actually just gearing up, heading out in the woods in a little bit here.
Gotcha.
Beautiful morning. I wanted to just concur with your advice you gave that guy on binoculars. I'm never without mine.
Right. A rangefinder's not bad either.
I don't have one of those, but...
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're a bow hunter and you don't have a rangefinder, you're missing it.
Well, what I do is when I set up my stand, I pace off. You know, my
I mean, yeah, that's always good.
I lay sticks down. Like, I got, in one spot, I got two or three sticks laying crossway so I can recognize them. Any, you know, deer on this side of the sticks is, you know, a shot.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side of the sticks isn't a shot.
I do the same thing. I do it with a rangefinder. I don't walk the property that much. I'll pick a spot. I'll see the way the woods. I mean, you got to have a little woodsmanship, too. You know, get out in the woods.
Yeah.
And you walk the woods ahead of time, and you get out there, and you see the trails, and you know how they're moving, and you watch the deer movement. But if you're up in that stand, if you're in a climber or a ladder stand or something like that, you know, I'm like you, I'll range a tree and I'll say, if that tree's 30 yards, anything inside that I'm shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, and the ideal tree is at 20 yards or 18 yards or whatever. Yeah. So when those deer come in, I know I didn't have the range finder, last week. And I shot under a doe, one of those dry does, one of those sentries. You know what I'm talking about? The one that blows on you every time you're in the stand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was on the hit list, too. And she must have been about 35 yards.
Mm.
And I hit a little piece of greenbrier on my way to her and turned the arrow and shot under her. So, you know, if you know your ranges, which at that moment I didn't. She just came out. I thought I could make the shot, and you know, I didn't. So
right.
So binoculars are great.
I got a pair of binoculars I can't afford.
Right.
I was fortunate enough back in the 80s. There was a place called the Bank of Boulder, Colorado, is back when interest rates were
high. Oh, I remember that.
And there was a catalog, and it was all high quality things, and you basically got a CD.
Yeah.
You know, a certificate of deposit, and instead of earning money in interest, you earned whatever item you chose out of their catalog.
You know, they would send you a rifle.
Yeah, you could have got Weatherby rifles, you name it, it was in there.
Yep.
And I chose Swarovski binoculars. And the great thing was, you sent the money. I think it was $3,000 for 3 years. You sent the money, and you got your binoculars immediately. You didn't have to wait 3 years.
Wow, that's great, man.
But each year, you had to, you know, you got a 1099 or whatever it was to pay taxes on
sure.
one-third of the value of those binoculars.
Sure.
At the time, it was $1,000.
Right.
And so $333 tax, you know, I had to claim.
They had the Swarovski binoculars are a little bit more than that now, just so you know.
Well, now they are.
Yeah.
Now they are, but my God, it's like I've had them since the 80s, and they're just as good as the day I bought them.
Yep.
And it's like they don't just let you see other locations. They put you in other locations.
That's
true.
You
know what I mean? It's like they're that crisp.
Yep.
But,
yes, like I said, buy the best you can afford. The story of my binoculars is a little bit strange. I love binoculars once I started buying them, and I think I'm on my third pair. I was buying relatively inexpensive binoculars that were waterproof, and you know, they worked fine. But years ago, a fellow asked me to help him sight in his muzzleloader friend. And I did, and I said, do you have any binoculars or anything? We can just, you know, look at the target downrange rather than, you know, walk back and forth after every shot. And he handed me a pair of Leupold binoculars,
mm-hmm.
little compact jobs. And I said, oh, perfect. So we shot. At the end of the day, went back to his house. He says, why don't you just keep those binoculars?
Jeez.
I said, wait a minute. These are $400 binoculars. He goes, I can't see out of them.
Huh.
He said, may as well put them to good use. I said, okay. So, well, he had some vision problems, but that's another story. So, anyway, I was grateful to the fella, you know, and I just, and I used him and used him and used him. One day out in Howard County on a managed hunt, I dropped him out of the tree stand. And they broke the hinge. So I sent him back to, Leupold. They sent me a brand new pair. And
Jeez.
I'll tell you what, they're great. So.
Man.
Yep.
Good deal on that.
Yes, indeed. So.
Can't beat it.
Yep. Well, we got to move along there, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right. I hope they're moving this morning. I've seen quite a few, but it's like the small ones and the ones I'm not shooting are the ones that come close. And then
of course.
The larger, nicer deer are just out of range.
Exactly. Exactly.
I did score on a 7-point a couple weeks back. But
well, good for you.
The rack wasn't all that, but it did drift at 150, so it was a nice shot.
That's a nice deer. Yeah,
a nice deer. So I got my bonus thing. And there's no doe amount you got to kill before you use that bonus stamp, correct?
No, not this year. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Just can't take two on the same day.
Right.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm good there.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
See ya. Let's talk to John. Good morning, John. Hello, John.
Well, I will put John on hold, see if he's still there, and then we've got Dale.
Let's talk to Dale.
How are you?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Thanks for coffee the other morning.
Oh, enjoyed it so much. Thanks for joining.
Alan, you had a caller that called in earlier about being a diabetic and having severe eye problems.
Yes.
If you would permit me, let me, if I could make a recommendation for a facility that might be of help to him.
Okay.
It's the National Retina Institute in Towson.
Okay.
Dr. Steiner. you know, I've been a diabetic for 55 years, and they've
Hold
done
on.
A lot of work on my eyes, and they saved my vision. I don't know whether he's dealing with diabetic retinopathy or macular degeneration, but they specialize in both. But if he's listening, he might want. I don't know where his treatment is, but the National Retina Institute would be a fine place to consult because they do an excellent job.
National Retina Institute.
Yes, they're in Towson. Well,
okay.
Beltway exit, I can't remember the exit number. Delaney Valley Road, I believe, on some place. So, I hope he's listening.
Sounds good, Dale.
It's, you know, it might do it some good.
All right.
Quick,
what's the doctor's name, Dr. Steiner?
Steiner is his name, so.
Okay.
Alan, a quick little observation on my part. You know, I've got that little hedgerow behind the house.
Yes.
Alan, there's an area in there. It's about 20 feet in diameter. There's six different rubs on trees.
Ooh.
Somebody has gone through there. I don't know if it's the same one or not, but he just tore that place up. And he got one tree about 3 inches in diameter. I didn't think we had Eastern elk anymore, but I'm beginning to wonder. Alan, you should. It looked just like an elk rub.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
I've seen a few of those over the years. So.
All right, anyway, I just got a message from Russ, and he said he got the National Rutland Institute,
great.
Dr. Steiner. So there you
that's
go.
Good. Yeah, good. Good.
All right, Dale, appreciate that, buddy.
Say hello to the boss.
All right. The boss finally showed up, but she's going to have to wait for a break to put her headset on because if you heard all that rattling in the background like I heard in my headsets, that's Robin trying to get ready to go. So we're good.
Okay.
All right.
Good
and we got John. Thanks, Dale. See you
good
soon.
Luck next Saturday. See you.
All right, buddy. Yep. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. See you later. Let's talk to John, who's back. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Alan. Within the listening area, there is some concern over CWD with deer.
We're going to talk about that extensively next Saturday with Brian Eiler.
All right. Well, you can ask him about, there was a forwarded email on information. It said, that a research institute had determined that 40% sodium hypochlorite, which is bleach is a solution of that, soaking your implements for deer processing or handling for 5 minutes destroys the prions. You can't kill them because they're not alive, but it destroys them, which is a good thing.
Okay.
Along, several people forwarded on another interpretation of that, and that 40% bleach, by the way, or 40% sodium hypochlorite, it's a very strong bleach, can be purchased at janitorial or institutional cleaning places.
Okay.
The email that came along had instructions for that somebody else had geniused up a solution, so to speak, of mixing household bleach with water.
Yeah.
Which is not going to do the same thing.
Okay.
So that there's some misinformation out there.
So why don't you forward that to me?
I will do that. I will do that.
That makes a lot of sense, and then we can evaluate it. And we've already recorded the show with Brian, but I appreciate this information that's possible you can do that. But you know, the point is that the region in Maryland is it's relatively small, and what's happened is a lot of people have stopped hunting that area, so because of CWD.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other regulations that we'll talk about and other cautions that you can take when you're out there. So, but DNR has tested, 7,000 or 8,000 animals over the last few years and has only come up with 52 positive cases.
Wow.
And that's the animals they've tested. So, you know,
right.
You know, if you figure we take 80,000 deer a year, and they've tested, on average 1,000 a year or something like that for the past 7 or 8 years. That's not a very high percentage at all.
Right. And this was a, scientific lab tested means, but somebody along the way on the internet had somehow made it had changed the message and the procedure.
Don't they always?
Yes.
All right.
And so there it is. Have a good day.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Take care. All right, let's talk about Bay Country Bakery. Yes, we have to talk about Bay Country Bakery. Why? Because they're our sponsor and because we like their products. So we like to talk about Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. They're located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. And the way you find a place is there's a big donut on the side of the building, painted on. Of course, not, a real big donut. It's a paint job. It's a rendering of a donut with pink icing and sprinkles on there. And when I'm on Route 50 and I'm going to the deer stand, and I'm going to do that tonight, my mouth and my belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery and get a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. They have the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the shore, enough for everyone in camp, and they serve a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. So even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Do what I do when You're looking for Bay Country Bakery? Look for that big donut on the side of the building. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Dave and Gina Levy. Dave's a great fisherman. Gina's and Dave are both trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best. So be sure to stop by at Bay Country Bakery. Say hello. You might even see Robin and me there. If you wake up in time. Yeah, she's not on mic right now. So, all right, we want to talk about Clyde Sport Shop. I want to tell you about the X-Bolt, Hell's Canyon, Speed, Long Range, and McMillan models. They come in a variety of calibers. The Speed is built for lightweight portability. The Long Range and McMillan models are built for shooting far distances. That comes in the Arid Urban Camo, a Dura-Touch finish, Cerakote finish, fluted sported barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger. That's the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, three different models. And then there's the AB3 Stalker Long Range, and it's a bolt action rifle as well. Comes in calibers like 308, 6.5 Creedmoor, 7mm Remington Mag, and 300 Win Mag. If you're shooting long distance, the AB3 Stalker Long Range has a 26-inch barrel, also threaded muzzle with a protector and threaded for a muzzle brake or a suppressor. It's suppressor ready if you want one. It's the AB3 Stalker Long Range and the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, both from Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Partly cloudy skies for your Saturday morning, and then more clouds and rain likely by this afternoon with a high near 50. Tonight, more rain, 41. By tomorrow, your Sunday, some showers likely in the morning, but bright sunshine by the afternoon with a high 53. Monday, maybe a few clouds passing by with a high 55. And then Tuesday, more of the same. A little bit of sun with a high 58, low 48. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, let's talk about Granddaddy's gun. Well, let's not. I think we just did. We talked about Browning. So we've got a few minutes. Well, we got about a minute remaining. Any calls there, Chris?
No, sir.
No call. Well, guess who showed up? Huh, Sparky?
That's more like Gamma Robbie this morning.
Gamma Robbie, worn out?
I'm worn out. Between physical therapy and the grandson, yep.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, at least you're here for the second hour. That's good.
Yes, I will be.
She would have been here earlier, but all that scratching in the background was Robin trying to move her headset and microphone around. And when you're on live, it's hard to caution somebody about
if
what's
you
going
had
on. Well,
had
you
it,
couldn't hear it.
If you had it all set up for me, we would
have. I did have it all set up for you.
You just didn't have it unwound.
That's right.
You know, I got to give him a hard time. Just kidding.
That's all right. So anyway, folks, listen, if you got to leave us now or go in the woods, we understand. But here's what we'd like to say to you.
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.
Stay alive.